So there's something you're working on right now?
Yes.
What is that? Okay, very good.
Together?
You can go one by one. Because you have different speed.
Yes.
What do you think? Can you tell me what's wrong with it?
All sounds are
same.
Yeah.
Yes, big problem. Because when you play matan, it should sound like this. When you do this first to it, it should be like this. There's a big difference between this and this. You need to swing a little harder. It needs to be that separation of sound. Actually, I do this very softly. This is very soft. Yeah, see how you swing like this? You need to swing from your shoulders, but you can't get the sound. See, again, this is the thing, like, most of your problems come back to the fundamentals. So, this shoulder strength, right here, it's what's actually going to give you the power to play this. So if you haven't actually done this enough to cultivate this strength, then this is weak. And you're like compensating and there's so many other things you're doing. It's always, you know, you never play with your wrist on the left side, basically. You only do that for like, fine, touch. Again, you need to work on your shoulder. Weak shoulder means things are a little restricted. Like the rhythm is good, but you got to get the separation of sound for it to sound good. It's by practicing those things, getting the shoulder
strokes.
Yeah, if I play this mantra, there'll be like six different volumes on the left side. Six different kinds of sounds. And then when I do the other parts, I'm playing here, there's 3, 4, 5, and then the loud one is 5, and then another soft one is 6 different sounds over here. For it to actually sound nice. This tenon is not like tere, really. It is, but it isn't. It's a wrist roll. So when you do ta tene tina, you do the ta like this. When you do tene, it's a wrist roll. You don't play it like this. When you do this, you lose the speed and you lose the rhythm. It's just a wrist roll. I've been having Kamala just practice this. Relax your fingers and roll your wrists. Because there's a whole bunch of mantras that need this technique, where you're just doing this. Fingers are relaxed. It's all just wrist rotation. It's a really good practice to do this. And it's the same sound. This one and this one is same. Same volume. And you just want to get it so you can, you know, roll it. Because then when you do this, you're not. You've got this. See, it's all about speed. It's all about being able to play it. See this? One swing, two sounds. With a wrist rotation, okay? See how the rhythm is in time now? It works now. It's good to practice that separately. It's from here actually. You want to play from like this. You don't want to swing this way. When you're swinging like with the wrist and swinging with the arm, it creates problems. Right? So when you play, you want to be playing like forwards, like you're pushing forward. So you either play with your shoulder or you push forward from your forearm. Play with your forearm. So you'll see when I do this, I'm doing it like this. You see my wrist actually doesn't bend. It stays straight and I'm pushing actually from here. From my forearm. You don't want to work to your strength. Because basically this is sitting on this. So even if I'm not using all of this, this is basically supported from here. So then I'm playing like this. And I'm playing like this. It's like, you know, some kind of, it's like martial arts, really. Then it's, because you want to work to your strength. So this is strength. When, as soon as you're swinging out on an axis here, you're weak. It's a weakness, because you're using the joints of your arm, and you're just swinging out here like this. It's, you don't have any strength there. The strength is inside. You know, like strength is towards the center of your body, towards center of gravity. So play, you want to play like this, always working into your strength, rather than swinging out here, you know, because there's no strength over here. You're playing it with air. Yeah. So you'll see, it's really, I'm coming in from my elbow, this way, more. That's where the energy flow is, rather than like this. And I don't play like this, I play like this. Because I'm working like this, and I'm strong, I don't have to swing very far. I'm just doing everything there. This far. Not even. And I can just go over and over and over. It's not a problem. Whereas if I was like swinging like this, the sound is bad and it's high, and my arm gets soft. So work your strength. Wrist is really important. This is like, when you start to play, like what you guys are playing, you should always be trying to extend the capacity of your wrist. Okay? You should be able to get it to 180 degrees. And then, you know, you should really start practicing with the thumb as well, because that's when all the fun starts, when you can start playing with the thumb. So you do the same thing like this. Do is you have to make sure that you hit the center every time of the thumb. Not down here, you've got to hit the center every time. So take your time. And you hit with this part here. And you hit the center. So this is close. And this. And wrist rotation. It's all about wrist rotation. And same mantras, Tere Keta. Slowly take your time. And you have to understand that your playing will improve by going back to these practice mantras. It's really the key. You don't really improve your playing of mantras. Like this is okay. The way to improve this is to go and do these. As strange as it may seem, the more you extend your capacity by the playing. All the practice mantras are designed to open up your capacity, to get you to be able to do more and more. And then you take that to your playing, and then you can play better.
Well, when I play Keta, should I all the time play very slowly, or I can increase the speed?
You can do something speed, but slower practice is always better. Nicer, slower, good. And full rotation. It's better to go slow and do full rotation than to go faster. Until you've like really loosened your wrist up. You see my wrist is fairly loose. So then for me it doesn't really make any difference. Fast or slow. Because I have a full rotation. But if you're only rotating this much, like this, it's, you know, you're not really getting anywhere. You need to slow down and do more rotating. You need to get a full rotation so your hand can face the ground at the end of the day. That'll be really good. Because then all kinds of things become possible. Because once this wrist is loose, you can do all kinds of things with it. Okay? Relax fingers, wrist rotation. It's the main thing. And the more you get capacity with the wrist, the better you're playing with it. But while it's still a bit restricted, then all your mantras will be restricted. All of them. No matter how hard or not, it's all restricted. But once it's opened up, then you can play everything better, faster, easier, everything. So yeah, this is also good for rotation. Your wrists stay straight. You never, you don't, we don't play like this. Play for, at least from your elbow. And use your forearm. Yeah, use that swing. See? There's always some swing. Even if it's small, you're always in some swing. Even if I only go this far and I do use a bit of wrist, there's always a swing. Because I need to make sure I'm not just relying on my wrist. It's important. And you take your time and you work on it. Because when you start to speed up, if there's any errors in your technique, then it's going to create problems. You know, it's going to be more difficult. So go slow. And train properly. And then everything gets easier. This is the thing about Mridanga, it's really hard at the start. And then it gets easier and easier and easier. Really? Really. And you guys are like halfway there, so you're like halfway up the mountain. You've already walked the hardest part. It's starting to level out and you're like losing your energy. You're like just about there, you know. And then, you know, in the end, once you can actually do everything, you can pick up a new mantra in the same day. New mantra and then same day with playing. Because it's all about actually being able to do everything. You know, you can do all the things. You know, if you have a good rotation in the wrist, and I give you a new mantra, and it's just like, then you can just do it. The other thing that I recommend is different practice mantras linked to different playing mantras. So, like for example, this Tere Keta, this mantra is tied into like most of the main playing mantras. And then for example, Tere Keta Tak, that's really the base mantra for all the Tehoe. Do you know what Tehoe is?
Mm-hmm.
So all the Tehoe, it's coming from Tere Keta Tak. That mantra is like the base point of the Tehoe. So the way you can work it is, if you're practicing Tehoe, you practice that practice mantra and then you practice those Tehoes and do that as one section of practice. Because it's good to just practice certain parts. Because it's one, after a while, there's too many mantras to practice everything in a session. So maybe for 5 days or something, you just, like, you do your Tereke. You do your Tereke to Tak, and then you practice your Tehoe. And then you're doing... It's all tied together. This mantra you're playing now, this Tehoe, this is tied to this Tereke. Practice leads on to that. So to practice them together is good because they're like same kind of section. It's good to practice same section. Again, you see, wrist rotation, it's all just wrist rotation. You know, it doesn't matter. Once your wrist is loose, you can go as fast as you want to go. Shoulder and come from your shoulder. Remember, I said come this way, don't come this way. Play this way. Keep the palm off the head. Yeah. See that sound change? Gotta keep the palm off the head. Otherwise, you get this. You get this when you play with the palm, and you get this when you play with the finger. Do you have any questions? Fingers are straight. There's no palm. Yeah. You hear that? Yeah. Got it. Good. Yeah. You think about it. You have a string in the back of your elbow. Pull in. This way. This way. This way. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna hear some questions from this boy, but
no.
What do you think?
What do you think?
No, I'm asking you what you think.
I have some problems. You don't know how it
He's doing what I just said not to do. And what is that? I want you guys to think about this. Because it's easy for me to just tell you all the answers. But I need you to start thinking about what you're doing. What did I just tell her not to do when you're doing it?
Наверное, кистью мало вращаешь, и вот в этой руке. Она как бы самому догадаться.
What is it? Well, just answer me. What is it that you've shown me what you're doing, and I've seen that, and now I'm saying, what are you doing wrong that I said not to do a few minutes ago?
Скажи сам, то есть он тебе объяснил, что не делать, а ты это делаешь.
Может, скоро поменьше?
Maybe less speed. Maybe less speed. He said.
It's not about speed, really.
Не скорость дело.
What it is this. The biggest problem for any person who knows something about mridanga is called comfort zone. You know, maybe someone can translate comfort zone.
Ну, зона
комфорта.
Ну да.
Ты привык, как тебе удобно играть.
So when you can do something with a mridanga, it's the case with everything. Like when you can do something, it's like, yeah, I can do something, so I'm just gonna like sit there in my comfort zone, and that's all I'm gonna do. So what you're showing me is your comfort zone. But if you always practice in your comfort zone, you never improve.
Короче, если ты все время будешь тренироваться, как тебе удобно, то ты никогда ничего не получится, потому что должен напрячься.
Practice is meant to push your boundaries.
Ты должен как поднять свой уровень с помощью практики.
Right, it's meant to go far out, further than you can go.
Ты должен пойти дальше, чем ты можешь.
So when you practice this mantra, you should be pushing the boundaries. And we understand that the main boundary here is a wrist.
Самое важное.
So whether you do it fast or slow, it should be pushing the boundaries of your wrist. But you're just doing this. You're doing this. That's the comfort zone. Anybody can do this.
Это могут все сделать, а нужно.
And it's not a question of fast or slow. You can also be doing this.
Да.
But I want to see you do this.
Так как неудобно, как неудобно.
And actually push the limits of your wrist. That's what the mantra is actually meant to do. Yeah, push the limits. Push the limits of your wrist.
Еще сильнее вращай, чем ты можешь.
Relax your fingers.
И расслабь пальцы.
Relax your fingers.
Расслабь
push
пальцы
your wrist.
И крути рукой.
Выйди за границу.
The work's in the wrist. Your wrist is lazy.
Ленивая. Твоя кисть ленивая.
Lazy boy.
Ленивый мальчик.
А как можно расслабить, когда чувствуешь ленивый?
How he can relax it and don't be lazy?
Yeah, relax your fingers.
Расслабь пальцы, а кисть должна быть, ну как,
and
должна
wrist
работать.
Not lazy. This is the trick. So fingers is here, wrist is here. Relax fingers and
то есть расслабь пальцы
wake up the wrist.
И разбуди свою кисть.
It's here. You know, the mind is above the body, right? So the mind can tell the body what to do.
Все идет отсюда.
So hopefully the mind can tell the wrist to wake up and tell the fingers to relax.
То есть ум может позволить кисти работать.
And you try it for some days and it will start to happen.
То есть ты должен над этим как бы, ну, поразмышлять, заставлять руку вот, головой, и тогда у тебя получится через несколько дней. Ну, крутить рукой.
Practice is meant to be a little difficult.
Это должно быть сложно.
You're meant
не
to
просто.
Be doing something you couldn't do before.
Ты должен делать то, что до этого не мог.
So show me something more.
Так что покажи мне больше.
Exactly.
Да.
But why did you stop?
Почему ты остановился?
It's okay. It's not very fine, but it's okay.
Не очень хорошо, но нормально.
А в чем минус?
Ну, уже сказал тебе.
Да, еще
один раз. You will improve when your fingers relax and your wrist takes more of the work.
Ты будешь продвигаться, когда твои пальцы будут ослаблены, а кисть будет вращаться.
Because your fingers are working hard and they're letting your wrist be lazy.
Потому что у тебя сейчас пальцы напряжены, и они заставляют кисть лениться. Ну, как бы ты играешь пальцами.
See, making sound with your fingers, anybody can do that.
То есть делать звук пальцами каждый может. Это очень
But
легко.
This,
но играть с расслабленными пальцами сложно. Вот у него абсолютно расслабленные пальцы. И весь звук идет только от того, что он вращает кистью. Это секрет.
Is designed to bring the wrist into action and relax those fingers. Relax. Because the other thing too is when we start to speed up, it's very easy for the wrist to go fast.
Потому что вот когда мы с расслабленными пальцами хотим быстрее это делать, у нас все легко получится. А если напряженными, то вообще очень сложно делать, даже невозможно.
And the sound is wrong.
И слух будет плохой.
Think about your wrist. When you do this.
Так что думай о своей кисти, когда это делаешь.
Then, next? Something else?
Еще что-то хочешь?
We'll get to her.
Покажи, что еще, покажи еще, что хочешь. Говорит, потом.
Show me something else.
Да.
There's plenty more problems in here.
Plenty more?
Ну,
в этом проблем.
Есть очень много проблем, которые вы можете найти. Не стесняйся, он хочет тебе помочь. Покажи еще чем. Maybe he can start from the beginning, from the tarot guitar.
Anything you want to do?
Все, что хочешь, покажи.
Again, wrist is lazy, the hand is doing too much work.
Короче, у тебя ленивая кисть, тоже тут тоже нужно больше работать.
Your wrist is lazy, and you're making all this sound like this.
Ты все делаешь пальцами, а нужно рукой, расслабленными пальцами это делать.
See the difference? When I do this, I'm not playing loud, and I'm not hitting it like this.
Он не играет громко, он не бьет так сильно. Ты будешь так глушить только звук.
Just rotate your wrist and let the wrist make the sound.
Просто
and it will start soft because the wrist is weak, and then as the wrist gets stronger. The sound will improve and increase.
То есть сначала будет не громко, потому что кисть не разработана, а потом со временем она разработается и будет хорошей.
This is actually a logu sound. You know logu and guru. Logu means light, guru means heavy. This particular sound with the thumb is a logu sound. It's light. It's not meant to be loud.
Легкий звук. Он не должен быть громким.
It's soft. Soft and flat. So practice again. Show me again. And use the wrist. Use the wrist and relax the hand and palm. Better. Keep going. More wrist.
Сильнее вращай. Ты хочешь напрячь пальцы и сделать звук, а ему нужно, чтобы ты расслабил пальцы.
It's like you have that already. What you don't have is over here in the wrist. So we need to get that happening. And the way you get your wrist working is by relaxing your hand.
То есть это у тебя уже есть, но теперь нужно начать вращать рукой.
Then the wrist has no choice.
Она
укрепилась,
и ты смог играть с расслабленным пальцем.
It's like cornering your mind. You can't give it a chance.
То есть это как, ну, блокировать ум, ты не должен давать ему никакого шанса. То есть ты не должен давать свои кисти вообще отдохнуть. Ты должен постоянно заставлять ее работать. Вообще никакого шанса не должен оставлять
ей.
Вот какая должна быть твоя
тренировка.
И тогда ты быстро поднимешься.
Следующий.
Дальше.
You telling me about your playing, it has no value.
Ты говоришь мне.
Telling me about how he plays doesn't mean anything.
То, что ты говоришь о том, как ты играешь, это вообще не имеет никакого смысла. Он хочет видеть, как ты играешь, а не то, что ты рассказываешь.
You have this wrist problem.
Mm-hmm. Да, из-за этого то же самое.
Slow down.
Медленно.
Yeah. Speed is easy. What's difficult is actually playing properly.
Скорость это просто, а то, что сложно, это правильно играть.
Speed and sound is automatic. You're gonna get them automatically. But to play it properly, you're not gonna get that automatically.
То есть скорость и звук — это как бы, ну, такие простые вещи, а мы должны делать это, ну, технично.
I'm not trying to make any sound.
То есть никакого напряжения нет в его пальцах.
You see?
Видишь?
It's all wrist. And then what happens when I speed up? It's easy.
И когда он делает это быстро, это очень легко получается. Ну, то есть это как, ну, вот просто поток такой, потому что все в руке здесь вот. Когда ты делаешь это, ну, как бы рукой или пальцами, то ты не сможешь быстро это сделать. Вот это громко.
This is loud and this is all soft.
А все остальное тихо.
Right? So all of this is not going to help you. What you need is you need to make this relaxed and rotate. Rotation of the wrist. Once you loosen your wrist, it's like magic. You'll be astounded how easy it is to play madanga. You'll be amazed.
Okay? Поражен.
So work on that. The left side actually looks okay. It sounds fine. Which is, you know, most people aren't playing the left side very well. But it's actually looking okay.
С левой стороной все в порядке. Да. Ну, не все могут нормально, ну, не у всех получается, но у тебя все в порядке с левой рукой. Главное, все.
Weak wrist with, and fingers are too stressed out. So you relax these fingers. Think about it. Shake your hand. Like practice for a few seconds and then, you know, as soon as you watch your fingers tensing up, making too much sound, then stop it.
Короче, если ты тренируешься и понимаешь, что пальчики напряжены, ну как бы, ну, расслабься, подумай и начни заново.
When you practice, retrain yourself.
То есть, когда
ты... As soon as you start going back to your old habits, stop it.
То есть,
come back.
Когда ты тренируешься, понимаешь, что ты тренируешься так же, как раньше тренировался, останови и начни заново.
So do it fairly slowly, so you can watch, be conscious, and always catch yourself. And after so many days, It'll change.
То есть следи за собой и лови себя на таких моментах, когда опять начинаешь напрягать пальцы, и ну, через несколько дней у тебя получится.
And I told Kamala a few days ago, this is the jump between being average and being good.
Это как прыжок, ну, между тем, как быть обычным и быть хорошим.
So all average mridanga players is the fingers are too heavy and the wrist is like lazy.
То есть у всех обычных игроков на мриданге как бы пальцы напряжены, а рука вообще не крутится.
But then the good mridanga player, his fingers are relaxed. And his wrist is loose.
И у хорошего игрока как бы пальцы расслаблены, а рука крутится. Вот в чем разница.
Okay, so now you're trying to make that jump.
То есть ты должен сделать этот прыжок.
From being average to being actually good at mridanga playing.
Между тем, как быть обычным и быть хорошим игроком на мридане.
Okay. Don't practice random. When we practice for some goal. It's not random. It's like, you know, oh yeah, I'm just gonna let. There's some actual goal in mind whenever you practice. Each practice mantra has a particular result.
То есть, короче, не надо так тренироваться рассеянно. То есть у каждой мантры есть ну, вот результат, к чему она приведет. И не надо просто там что-то стучать, не надо конкретно подходить к этому. Правильно же?
Ну да, Россия.
Ну, вот конкретно подходить ко всему.
You're off the hook.
Типа принял удар. Да?